Day 85.
Five, so now, the Chofetz Chaim says, since the last time we learned the seven conditions to Elul, day 77, so like this, in the previous day we learned, the previous segment, if someone has been hurt by another party, he can reclaim his loss or prevent further hurt by telling others of the incident. So we said it's permitted to do so. That's what we spoke about last week, right? We said if someone was hurt, physically or not entirely, and they want to reclaim their loss, they want to try to stop the president from harming them, they're allowed to speak Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. Now, we have to remember that we have to continue, that even though we have this license, we have to remember we have to keep all seven conditions of speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose will tell us. Right? And since it's very easy to get caught up in the just speaking Lashon Hara, Chofetz Chaim says it's worth it to review again the seven conditions of speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. The first one is, one is must have first-hand knowledge of the negative incidents. That's the first, right? The first thing, I have to have first-hand knowledge. Right? If not, I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know the story. And if it's second-hand information, I must make it clear that it was based on hearsay. What was the second condition? What's the second condition? What's the second condition? Second condition is like this. One must be certain that he's interpreting the facts correctly. Chofetz Chaim said this is probably the most difficult condition of all. Right? You have to make sure that you're interpreting. That's the hard. You say interpret the story. You have to money.
That, I don't what. Some might say somebody owes me money. I know that. You don't have to go interpret the.
Here we're referring to what I'm telling someone else about the situation, my situation. I want to tell someone else about my situation. That a certain person is cheating me in business. A certain person cheats in business. Right. Or a certain person cheated me $100,000 and I want to try to get it back.
Okay, so you know for sure that you don't, it's not a
fine, it's some scenarios. But sometimes, sometimes I can say this guy stole $100,000. I don't know the story. Maybe he really invested it. Maybe he really did lose my money. I don't know if he pocketed my money. Maybe he invested it and he doesn't have it right now. Maybe, no, there's a lot of things that happen. It doesn't mean he stole it.
Difficult thing to say.
Right, so therefore we're saying that you have to make sure that their interpretation is correct. That's not so easy. I know I invested $100,000. I'm not sure that he run off with my money. Maybe he invested it like he was supposed to and he lost it. I don't know what happened. So I can't go tell people he's stealing money that you invested in him. It's not true. You have to interpret the facts correctly. I don't know why he ran off. Maybe he ran off because he's an honest guy. He's afraid people are going to kill him. I don't know why he ran off. In a sense, so the second condition is we must make sure that we're interpreting everything correctly. Right? Now, Chofetz Chaim warns, one never sees himself as guilty. Each man thinks that his way is correct. There, if one stumbles in this, they could end up speaking Hatzah Hashem, which is worse than Lashon Hara. Good, that's the second. The third condition is, if there's a chance that the culprit will hear rebuke, that one must first speak to the subject privately and attempt to convince him to right the wrong on his own. Right? If I could try to speak to him, that's also... What's the fourth condition? There can be no exaggerations. The fifth condition is, one's intention must be purely for a constructive purpose. And the sixth condition is, if one can effect a solution without resorting to Lashon Hara, he must choose that route. So that's the sixth one. The seventh one is, one must be certain that the report will not cause the culprit any damage which is not sanctioned by halakha. So if you want to see this again, look at day 77 or day 85 to review all these conditions.
What? What could he say without Lashon Hara? Somebody said somebody stole money. How could he do without?
Well, if you could keep all the conditions, then you could be against to make sure you keep all the fulfill the seven conditions.
No, he's saying if you do it a different way, it's okay. How can you do it a different way?
If you have a different way, there's different ways to do things.
Okay.
You never know.
I believe you. I don't know.
Son, no, we're saying, we don't mean that you relay the information. We mean there's a different way to get the money back. This guy feels stole $100,000 from me. So I'm trying to go tell everybody about it.
Say, I'll see you upstairs. We'll discuss it.
That's fine. You can tell him that also. But if there's another way to get back to money, maybe talk to the guy, figure out a better way how to do it, then it's better than speaking Lashon Hara. Fine. Now we're holding on Ma'akas Tav Yud Dalet Amar Aleph. So now we're going back into the Shita in of Rebbe Yitzchak. Right, we spoke about 14a. We spoke about Rebbe Yitzchak. We're starting soon from the third line, the fourth line from the top, Rebbe Yitzchak. Now just to remind us, what was Rebbe Yitzchak's Shita? Rebbe Yitzchak held that
There's just karis and no malchus.
Right, when a person does avera that's chayiv karis, they just get karis and no malchus. Also, if they do avera which is chayiv for misa, for death penalty from the courts. Also, you only get that, you don't get lashes, you only get one punishment. That's what it's called. Good in both cases. Now, why does Rabbi Yitzchak say it? I mean, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva both held. Even Rabbi Akiva held that even when you get karis from Shemaim, you still get malchus, you still get lashes, right? That's what we said. We said everyone agrees that you still get lashes. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak argue? What's Rabbi Yitzchak's source to say you don't get malchus? It seems to be there's a lav by karis, right? By every karis, but almost every karis says a lav. We know every time you have a lav, you get malchus for doing the lav, for going against the prohibition. So why is he saying, why does Rabbi Yitzchak say that when there's karis, you don't get malchus even though you did a lav? So let's see Rabbi Yitzchak, the fourth line from the top in Yudat Lamin Af. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chayve Krisos, all scenarios, a bunch of scenarios of Chayve Krisos, Bechlal Hayu, they're already in a general rule. Meaning what? Meaning, it says in the Torah all our, a lot of the Arai, so a lot of the forbidden relations. At the end of it says, whoever does this gets karis. That's what it says. Good?
You found a love by karis, you know? You found a love?
Not in that pasuk. There isn't, when it speaks it out, there's a love. But in the last pasuk over there, there's no love. In the last pasuk of, where was it? In Vayikra Yirchas. Vayikra Yirchas. In Vayikra, when it speaks about the Arai over there.
In right?
No, one second. There's two there. There's twice. One second. It's Vayikra Yirchas. Vayikra Yirchas. Oh, Vayikra Yirchas, where it talks about all the rice. And yeah, Nacharim. We'll see about the rice. Nacharim. It says, at the end, right, the pasuk chav test, almost the last pasuk over there, says, anyone who does any of these abominations, they should be cut off from the nation. Good. That's over here. So it said already on all these forbidden relations, right, which included its own, who's with their sister. Here also it says, so here it says again, karis. So why do I need again
that it's just. No, the lashon pen. Like
it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. In the end of the passage, it doesn't say
that. That's the
definition
of love. What? It has to be lashon pen.
I'll tell you, really.
The definition of a love has to
I'll tell you, by all the Arai, it's said.
That's not what it says.
What's that?
The Gemara said, any time those three words are used, then you know it's a love. It doesn't mean that every love has those three words in it.
Now we're seeing my sister, we haven't found a definite love at all.
You're.
One second. First of all, he's talking about karis. He's not talking about a love. Hold on for a second. He's talking about karis. Rabbi Yitzchak's talking about karis. Forget about a love. Not talking about love. That was the last thing. He's talking about karis. Saying you already get karis for, it already says all the rice gets karis. Right?
That's
all I meant.
Right.
Oh, so why does it say, so now he wants to know why does it say karis bachas? So what's your question? That doesn't say a love by them?
No love.
So really, in all the rice, now of course there is all the rice they love, but the last pasuk, until where it says karis, we said it doesn't say all the pasuk leading up. Of course, it says a lot of every pasuk. Every chas chalais the gala, every zvicha chalais the gala, every chas kalach chalais the gala. It says a lot every time. Just the worst that the last word said, the last pasuk doesn't say a lot, but it speaks about the karis. It says a lot. Every pasuk says a lot.
Well, Rebbe wants to say the absence of.
Okay, that was Rebbe. Rebbe, that was because in the last pasuk where it spoke out to Karis, Rebbe said it didn't say a lot in that last pasuk.
This one, like this, like Torahs get is an onus. The onus is automatic, so also the malchus is automatic.
Good, but that I'm saying you were specific, Rebbe was talking something else. That was we were specific, in the last pasuk. It doesn't say a lot. In the last pasuk, all it says is ki kolach or yasim be kol tevis eila v'nichrusu. In parak vayikra, you look it up. Yurchas chavtes. And that last pasuk doesn't say a lot. But all the other psukim say a lot.
No, only
look at the psukim. Look right here.
I was looking.
What he says, love everything.
In the absence of no love, so we're going to give malchus. Just like it's automatic. Kores averos will get. Will automatically get kores, the ownership kores. So automatically, love is saying malchus will go with kores. In the absence of no lashon of love.
But what's the question on this gemara? What's the question on this line of the gemara? What's the problem with this line?
This stuff? No, this way.
Fine, so we're doing Rabbi Yitzchak now. Fine. So let's hear Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's hear again. Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer. Chayvei krisos b'chlal. Chayvei krisos were in the general rule. Right? They were already in the general rule. They were in the general rule. All the karis, all these cases of the forbidden relations, they're in the general rule that it says in the end you get karis. But lama yatsa karis b'chasa. So why did the Torah have to go out and specify karis again, that someone who's with their sister gets karis? So what's that coming to teach you? It must be coming to teach you Ladunu b'karis, that you get judged with karis, the love of malchus and not with malchus. So again, say, why is the Torah again have to speak out again you get karis? We know you get karis. To tell you get karis and only karis and not malchus. That's Rabbi Yisrael. Good, that's how he knows, but all cases of karis you will not get malchus. He's arguing under Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Good? So that is Rabbi Yisrael. So how do Rabbi Yisrael know? What did Rabbi Yisrael say? Karis ba'al chayis that teaches me that you get karis,
not malchus.
And no malchus.
Just karis.
There's cars, no mountains. Fine. Whenever there's cars, there's no mountains. Fine. So now it's the Gemara's question now. So now it's Gemara say, Rabbanan, meaning who's the Rabbanan over here? It's referring to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who hold you do get Malkus. Karis ba'achos alamon. Why do I need the twice to me? What do I need the pasuk to tell me again? Someone who's with their sister gets karis. So the Gemara answered l'chalek. Two. Make a separation, to make a division. Uchd Rabbi Yechanan, meaning what? Like Rabbi Yechanan. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, She'im asa'an kulam. That if someone does all of them, meaning all of the arayis, all of the forbidden relations, behetlem echdan, one forgetting, he forgot it's asr, he forgot. He had a temporary amnesia. Forgot. So chayiv al kol achas va'achas. You're chayiv on each and every one. You're chayiv every single one. You don't say only chayiv karis one time. No, on each one, you chayiv a new karis, which according to them would come out, you get a separate malchus for each one, because they hold malchus, there is karis. So what's their chiddush? Meaning, what's the difference according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan is saying, you get karis on each and every one. And what? But according to them, that means you get malchus for every single one. Mm-hmm. That's what it means, because they hold there's malchus with karis. Mm-hmm. So he's learning out that the Rabbanan, which means Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, it's a separate Aveir.
Right,
but it's I guess you'll do Shuvah in each one, but even more, you'll get Malchus on each one, according to them. So according to them, you get Malchus on each and every one.
So it's backtracking a little bit. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak what does he see the love as we warning for? Why would he say that this mitzvah is a love, this is not, but they both of course, what's the love teaching in this one? Did you say the love is just there because the Talmud said the Torah? What is it?
So first of all, it could be very simply, he holds the lav, even though the Gemara earlier didn't hold like this, he holds that you need a lav to give me a warning sign for karis.
But we know that there's instances of course
without
a lav.
So you're saying,
so
why would...
obviously the lav must come to teach something, so what is where it must hold that
to
teach something?
Where do you have the instances of
course
without a lav?
No, so we have Pesach and Mila.
We went off of that, because those are separate cases.
No, they don't say.
So course without a lav.
There's still karis without a lav. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what Rabbi Yitzchak would do every time it's a lav. I don't think, why doesn't speak about it over here, what Rabbi Yitzchak would do? It's a good question. Why? So what's the point that says a lav every time? But you're right here. It's a good question. Right now, the Gemara doesn't bring in this chashman. Let's try to look at it after. Maybe someone says how he uses it. Fine. So what's the Gemara saying here? The Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yitzchak uses pasuk. So again, what's the Rabbanan doing? The Rabbanan are saying that it's telling you each and everyone. You're chayiv each and everyone. You're chayiv each and everyone for a different time. Right? If a person was with all these people and one forgetting, you get punished for each and every one. Different karis, and quite them different malchus. Now, why is that such a chiddush? What's so great? So we need Rashi to help us understand why. So why we need Rabbi Yitzchak to tell us why we need the Rabbanan to teach this. Right? The Rabbanan is saying, why do the Torah spell out karis ba'achosa? To teach you, just like achosa is a single case, every single case on its own gets its own karis and its own malchus. Even if you did them all in one forgetting. Now, why is that such a big chiddush? Because really, the Torah grouped them as one. The Torah says, all are right, list them all off. In the end, after Adonam and Ipsukim, right, the Torah says, by the way, all these cases are karis. So it's, when the Torah groups something, usually it seems like it's one big thing. So therefore, if you do it, even in many of them, you only chayiv once. For example, where do you have such a thing? By Hilchos Shabbos, right? If someone does Av, let's say, and a Tolda, like a main Malach and a Tolda, and like a subcategory, you only chayiv once. But even though you did two different Isurim, you chayiv once. It's just an example where you see such a concept. But I would think over here, even if you do many arayis, you chayiv one time, comes Karis and tell you, no, we set it on the side to show you, just like a sister is a single case, every single case is chayiv on its own to each one individually.
So
yeah, so now we're talking about arayis. Yeah, I'm saying, I was just giving a good example. Fine, by Rashi. Now, why should I? So that's what Rashi says. Let's see Rashi, the Rashi of Rabbanan, which is the third line Rashi. The Gemara says Rabbanan, which is who? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What do they use this pasuk of Karis Bachasim? Why do we need the Torah to speak out Karis again by a sister if she gets Karis? So we answer Lechalik. To split up means to split your chiyuvim, to tell your chayiv every time a new time, a new karas. Lefi shekla, what does Rashi say? Lefi shekla, since the general rule of kol ha'arais, the karas achas, the Torah made a general rule of all the arais with one karas. At the end of listing all of them, we told you one time you get karas for all of them. Hayisi aymer, I would have said, imasa'an kulam, if you did all of them, all of these arais, beha'elam echad, and one forgetting, in the chayiv, ala achas, you're only chayiv one time. Because the Torah seems to be, it's one big avera. Lekach, therefore, yatsa a karis ba'achaisai, the Torah went out of its way to say karis again by his sister. Lechalik, to tell you split them, to split up each karis, each person is different. To have a davar, shia b'chlau. Because it's something which was in the general rule. A sister was in the general rule of all the arais of karis. The yatsa min aklal. Now it went out of the general rule again to teach me that a sister gets karis again.
Using the same way of learning.
Lalamid al asmai. To teach you, first of all, step one is to teach you on itself. She is chayiv aleha la asmai. That she is chayiv on her own, even for itself, each one. I mean, even im asa'a im chabrusa. Even if she did it with a friend, which meaning with one of the other arais, if she was a sister, she one with her sister. And also with one of the other arais, you get two. Now, what's the rest of the rule? How does it work? Once Allah, we have a specific case that went out of the general rule. It's not coming to teach a halacha just for itself. Rather to teach on the entire rule. Yatsa, that's what it went out. It was specified to teach on the entire rule. Right, that's the rule we say in Rabbi Shmuel, hopefully, in Davini. Right, really the halacha was originally by a sister. If you're a sister plus another one, you get twice. Right? If you do one arai, a sister plus another one is twice. Now, once we know that rule for a sister, you always, once you have the sister was in a general rule, it was taken out. But whatever halacha you say by it, go back in the entire general rule. That's halacha by Rishma, right? When you have a klal, and then you have a prat, you have a general rule and you have a specific case. When the Torah teaches me a new halacha by the specific case, it's going back in the entire general rule. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Hopefully, we say in Davening, right? Rabbi, before I do it, that's one of the rules, right? If you have a general rule, then you have a specific case which was we took it out, and you have a new halacha over there that doesn't go on the specific case; it rather goes back on the whole rule. So we have a sister who was in the general rule, and we took her out, and we told you a sister is special that if someone is with their sister and another arise, they get two. Now the whole general rule also you get. Two. It's good? Fine. So that's what the Rabbanan are going to learn from
Karas. So here. So Rav Yitzchak, what do you learn from the extra Karas?
Why is this on another rise you get two? I think it's the same.
That's the whole finish then.
Since you singled out one sister, you get one punishment. Therefore, for each and every punishment, you get one.
You didn't answer my question. Maybe you only get one. Maybe you only get. But how do you know that?
Because it singled out the one. You take out the one.
Right. Okay.
And
fine.
You get one punishment for that one.
Just for that
and
one
you
alone.
Bring it back to the cloud.
Fine. So you just brought it back to the cloud. Fine. Right. You brought it back to the cloud. That's what you just did. You brought it to the one. That when you're with. No, I want to see my rule clear. Fine. It's just thinking out this step. So you're with one. So even if you're with that one and another one, you'll still only get one. Okay. We're just speaking out this step. It's perfect. So two and all. So again, so Rav Yitzchak to keep chadim. You have to keep the score up here. So here's the. So Rav Yitzchak said, "What do you learn from Karis? The extra karas my sister teach me, you always get karas, no matlas." Currently, what I was saying, what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk of karas? So it says, so what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk now? So he said, they'll teach me that you get chayav on each and every one, even if you're one forgetting, you to us. So to tell you each and every one, you get karas and matlas according to the Yaman. So to tell you, you're chayav on each and every case.
I'm sorry, each and every case just for
Karis
only, or
Karis
and
Malchus? Their opinion
happens to
be Karis and Malchus. Right. When you're
Rabbanan,
you'll get both.
But there's some are not multiple.
Yeah, the main thing is multiple. Right.
multiple.
Wait,
be it cars and mafos or just cars, whatever.
They would say cars and mafos just from the extra cars.
No, they say that anyways. They say because that was last thing. They say anyways. You get cars and mafos always. Be.
But even when it's gonna be. Everyone, like
yeah, they don't care. Every car is the mom. Every car is coming to the mom, because according to them.
Is that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi?
That's the Rabbanah now. So if you remember what we're talking about, this is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Rabbanah. So they help anyway you get both.
Right.
So basically, multiple acts is multiple punishments. It's multiple punishment. That's what they hold. Multiple acts, multiple punishments. And you don't say, oh, since it's just one forgetting and it's all the Torah print makes it a one big picture, it's one. No, every time the he's going to give you a new car. Let's go. So now, what's the next question? How does Rav Yitzchak know this halacha?
Rav Yitzchak is going to answer back just the cars.
Fine, he's always in cars. Fine, doesn't care. That's not the point. Doesn't matter. The point is, how do you know each one is separate? How you had probably just in cars.
Right.
He's
not, Rav Yitzchak is not disputing that. He's agreeing with that the big and multiple.
He needs a source. He needs a pasuk.
Because they're using that pasuk, so he needs a pasuk.
Yeah, because you already used the pasuk. You already used it up this pasuk. He already used this pasuk to tell me to get cursed and not Malchus. So he needs a who if you look at the Torah straight up, it sounds like if you do all of them multiple acts, you should get one punishment. So the Torah groups them together. And it says at the end you get cursed. What do you say, Rabbi Yamin? For the Torah, it says a bunch of cases, and you get one curse. So it sounds like multiple acts is one curse. If you want to tell me multiple acts get multiple punishments, you need to prove it to me. You need a source. So that's the next step. So then, why is supposed to know? So how do you know? How is he going to know? Oh, so that's the why is next step. So now we're holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 lines for the top. So now back to Rabbi Yitzchak. We're it's a volley over here. Rabbi Yitzchak, lechalek minale, to split up mina, from where does he know? Meaning, where does he know that you split up the punishments? That if you do multiple acts, that we split up, you get multiple punishments. So how do you know he split up all the arayas? So nafkale, he learns it out to him from the following pasuk. Ve'el isha benidas tum asa. The pasuk says, and to a woman, she's part of the arayas, part of the curse. It says, and to a woman, when she is a nida, right? The pasuk says, le'sikra, don't come close to her. So he says, that pasuk teaches me, l'chayiv al kol isha ve'isha. That pasuk teaches me that every single woman is a new karis. Every single woman gets a new karis. Now, how in the world do you see that from that pasuk? Let's see Rashi. So Rashi tells us, "Mi ve'el isha." What does Rashi say? Ve'el isha. The matzi lemitzav. It could have found to write, "Ulanida loisikra." Don't come close to anida. Why does it say ve'el isha? Obviously, she's a woman. Is that a woman who's anida? Don't come close. So we told you a woman specifically to teach you. El Isha, to teach you, every single woman is a new karis. So we said, the Rabbana said, how do you know multiple acts of multiple punishments? Rabbana said, because I know from karis, the sister, you spelled it. We said, I don't need that. I have a new fasa. The word, the El Isha, why does it tell me in the woman? The El Isha and the woman. To teach me, every single woman is a new act, is a new punishment. So this teaches me multiple punishments.
In every new woman that's a nida, or every new woman that's
not
away from women.
Once we know the halacha by nida, we know it by all over. Again, we have a prat. It's going to go back into the general rule, by all the general, whenever each and every lady is going to be, like we said earlier, even though we have a cloud all our eyes, and the Torah spoke out by nida, each and every nida will be a new iser. So we take it back into the general rule, every single case is a new iser. Every single
keep
case.
Away from women, that's the book, thing you should know.
By multiple acts is multiple punishments. Fine. Now, what's the problem with this?
How does Rabbanan learn?
What did the Rabbanan now do with this pasuk? Right. Again, the Rabbanan is going to have extra pasuk. Now, what did the Rabbanan do with this pasuk?
Well,
see, he learned from here this element. So he had to learn from here. So now, where is he learning from? So what does he want to say now? Rabbanan, so the Gemara said, Rabbanan nami, Rabbanan also typically meha. They should learn it out from here. Why did they learn out this halacha? So multiple acts and multiple punishments from here. Let them learn it out like Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a beautiful source. They don't need to learn it out from here. And if anything, you can see even a better lima. It says clearly that Elisha and each and every woman is showing me clearly each and every woman is their own entity, it's their own current. So the Gemara says, Enecha nami. You're right. Why it says, and yes, Hachanami, like this, you're right. Which reason why I'm saying now, what? What's the why I'm saying now? This halacha, multiple acts, and multiple functions. I don't have to learn it from here. I'm going to bring this down to here. This is going to come down. I say switch it. I learned from this halacha like Rabbi Yisrael. Multiple acts is multiple functions.
From Yishas.
That's the word said in the Chanan.
But
El Isha will teach me, according to everybody. Yeah, so what's the problem now? So,
what do I want to do? The fact is, what do I want to do with this pasuk? They still have to use this pasuk or something.
But you just took this out and moved it down. You said they learned it from El Isha. So what do they do with this pasuk? So you need a new leader. So you need a new something else to do with that pasuk. So Zemar said that Elakaris the Achay Say Lamali. So why do I need the extra karis by a sister? So back to the question. Zemar answered Lachayva to make you chayv al Achay Say. Let's say you on your sister. Let's say you weren't forgetting. Someone came to their sister. But al Achay Say. Now we're saying three different people: their sister, and their father's sister, but al Achay Say and their mother's sister. So maybe since it's all under the category of sister, different types of sisters, you would think you only chayiv one time. So I needed to tell you, no. Karas b'chayisay teaches me, each and every sister is a new problem. That's the point. If you, a person goes, right, here you told me, you do multiple, all different types of acts in one, when you're telling multiple acts and we're forgetting about multiple functions. How if it's multiple acts was in one type of, under one umbrella of sister?
One
category of sister. Maybe over there, you get three. Right? So what is that? We had sister.
One of the Torahs mentions all of the Arias cases, and its sister is included in them.
So why did it come out again?
You think only one time on any of the three sisters.
So for some reason, again
to single out Achaso, right, to tell you be chayav in each one of the three sister cases.
Right, each
it's the only case of all of those that has the potential to be doubled up on.
Yeah, could be. So that's the question. Maybe I would think that if you do multiple sister cases, you only chayav one time because all sister. So comes
Karis Bachar. So it tells me, why does it tell me again if I sit together? To teach me, each and every sister case is a new Karis.
That's the one thing. Sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister, your mother. Sister, your father. That's what I said. Now I'm saying two, three different cases. One, two, three. Fine. That's what it says.
Anyway.
So what does Rashi say? L'chayva al achaysa al achaysa. What does Rashi say? In ba' al shlasha. Someone comes to all three of them. V'halam echad and one forgetting. So maybe that's what Rabbanan needed for. What does Gemara ask on that? Gemara says, Pshita. It's simple. It's simple as three cases. Harei Gufin Mukhlakam. It's three separate bodies. Harei Shemus Bokha, three separate names. But you just told me that multiple acts and multiple punishments. Right? So you're telling me, oh, by the way, sister, when it's three different, who cares? It's three different people. It's three different Isurim. So who cares if it's under the umbrella of a sister? It's three acts and three different people. Why in the world should I think? What do I need a new puzzle for to teach me this halacha? I don't need it. What do I need it for? Right? That's the last question. So Pshita, Harei Gufin Mukhlak, but separate bodies. There's Shemus Mukhlak, separate names. They're called different things. One, the Torah calls you, the Torah gives three separate Yisurim. Chais Ishtar, Chais Abba, Chais Ima, Chais, it's three different things.
The Torah is rejecting the fact that the sisters are...
We don't need a pasuk to tell you three different sisters. It's obvious. Right, they're three different people. You just told me if you accept multiple acts, multiple punishments.
Therefore, multiple sisters, one sister, multiple acts, multiple
punishments. Yeah. So Mara says, Ella rather, here we have a new case. L'chaibu, we're telling you it's one person. Here's the Mara says, one person. L'chaibu, we want to make you chayiv. Al achoysa, your sister. Shehi achoysa, that she's the same person, she's also your father's sister. Shehi achoysa, even she's also your mother's sister. The heck you find such a case? Barashia Barashia. By the Russia, the son of a Russia. So I guess we're saying
now it's not that three different cases. It's all one case. She's a sister plus this.
Father, sister, and your mother, sister.
Father, sister, plus this, plus this, plus this. She's all three.
So again, so what the Rabbanan saying, before we understand what the case was, what's the Gemara coming out? What did the Rabbanan do with Karis Bachai? So why did they need Achukah? They already learned that multiple, the act of multiple punishments, get multiple punishments. So you look for a different case. They teach you, even if you have one scenario, where in one person she has all three, you still get three punishments. Karis Bachai thing to tell me, every single time it's a type of sister, different punishment. Even if it's the same person, you're still going to get three different punishments. That's the question, right? Because you have a case, even if it's all one person, even if it's one person, your sister plus your mother, plus your sister, you're still going to get only one punishment. That's the Gemara's charge. That's what comes out of it. Now, let's see. So we said, how is it possible in such a case? So why said, v'hechi mishkacha, how do you find it? How can you find such a case? Where says, b'rishia b'rishia. By a Russia, the son of a Russia.
That could happen too.
So one second, let's just see Rashi before this Rashi by Rashi. So we have the Gemara asked first, it's different people and it's different names. What does Rashi say? Hari Shemus Muchlakin. Sheyesh Azhara, there is a warning. B'chol Achas V'Achas, B'chol everyone. It says one is helping your sister, your father, says your mother, sister. And they are kasha'akol arayis. They're like all other arayis, which we said, separate, multiple acts, is multiple punishments. We said that already. That's what we said. So what's the chesed? No, it's the case when, what about when it's all in one? So we said, still, we're still telling you, you get three different punishments, even though it's all in one. Now how is it possible to have a person, it's a sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister? Barashia barashia. By Russia, the son of a Russia. What's the Rashi say? What's the case? Haba al iman, son who comes to their mother. So he's the first Russian. Bahailich stay bonus. He has two daughters. Right? Fats Rabbi Yaakov Yikwana. So write it out, Fats. Oh, say it, fine. So we have Haba al iman, Bahailich stay bonus. He had two daughters. Two daughters from his mother. The Chazru Ba al Achas Mehen. And he went to one of the daughters. Bahailich Ben, he had a son. So here's the first Russian. He had from his mother, he had a daughter. And then from that daughter, he had another son. He had a son.
From his mother, he had a daughter.
Two daughters.
From his mother, he had two daughters.
Right.
Then from one of the daughters, he went and had a son.
Right.
Now what happens? So he's the first Russia. Now his son's also a Russia. What does son do? Ubaha ben, the mother came, al-achais iman, shehi achaisai va'achaisai. The son came, atalei, who's his own sister, it's his mother's sister, and it's his father's sister.
The second girl.
So here, we got a picture over here, boss.
It's too complicated for me.
So here, we have a picture over here. Yeah, picture. This, what's this?
The mother.
Here's the mother. This is the father.
Virginia.
This is the actual sister. Mother and father. Here's the mother. This is the father. Tell me a picture. I don't see a picture.
The mother has two.
Mother, father. Where's the two daughters?
The mother, father. Two daughters.
Two daughters. No.
The boy.
Okay. Tell everybody how it works over here.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, they have a gum.
The mother, the father, they have a son.
Mazel
tov. The son is with his mother, and they have two daughters. Then the son goes to one of his daughters, who's also his sister, and they have another son. That's the Ben Russia. That's the Russia. This is the Russia. This is the Russia. The Russia.
What about the moms and everything else included?
And then, so the son of the son, so the Ben Russia, goes to his mother's sister, who's also his sister, who's also his father's sister. And that's the picture.
That's against it. Even
three, three, seven, one. Three, seven, one. Three, seven, one. Three, seven,
one. Oh my God. So it says that even, so that's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned in this case, you get three cars. That's the position. See, even though it's one person, you still get three cars. That's what Al-Khaisa teaches me. That, see, even though it's one, I mean, our whole question was, it's one goof. Right? That is the worst question. It's one, it's three different bodies, it's three different people. Of course it's three different people. So, no. Let's say you have a scenario where it's one person.
One body.
Even though it's three SRs, it's still, you would think, maybe the term means, you're not going to make three different things. Say, no, this lady has three labels on it, you get three, you have three cars, which according to them, you're going to get three malchus, according to Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbana. That's what comes out. Fine. So let's see. So let's see Rashi again. What does Rashi again? Rashiya by Rashiya. Habal ima. Someone comes on their mother. But her, they have shtei banis, two daughters. The chazan, they go back. Ubal achas man, he comes to one of the daughters. Vahela ben, he has a son. Ubal ben, the son comes. Al achais iman, his mother's sister. Shehi achais is his sister. Achais avir.
Oh, wow. It makes sense in Rabbi Akiva that he's holding like this, right? Why? Because you see in the Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol is with a, let's say, a divorcee and a chalitza, that it's two punishments on it. And you see Rabbi Akiva's holding in this sugya of multiple punishments.
What does it do, Rikki? I mean, why is it?
Because you're saying this is Rabbanan. This is Rabbanan's Sfora on Achaso.
Kedem Sif said, what do you say in the Mishnah? That what?
That you see in the Mishnah that there are places where there, in one action, in one deed, there are multiple punishments. You see what I'm saying?
Saying where the lady was a Rusha and an Amana.
Right, and there's two punishments on it. So you see that this is
we see a similar case.
A similar thing in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva is holding that one goof can have multiple punishments in it.
Yeah, it's right. You see it in the Mishnah, right? He's saying, we see in the Mishnah, we had a case in our Mishnah. So he's saying we had in our Mishnah a case also, right? We said how let's say you saw Mana and a Grusha to a Kohen Gadol. So there's two different names on one person, and we say over there you get twice. So it's like this, like we're saying now, that you'll get twice.
Right. Rabbi Akiva was in. Who is Rabbanan right now?
Rabbanan, calling it's the majority. Yeah, could be the Rabbanan. It's going to be the Rabbanan and the Rishman Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be the Tana of the Mishnah. Fine, very good.
But we said that Rabbi Akiva was the Tana of the Mishnah.
We said that. We
Kiva,
said.
Oh,
very good. Ah, he's saying. That's he's saying. Fine, very good.
He's
saying.
Oh, Rakiba.
Very good. Rakiba is the town of our Mishnah. So that makes sense. Because our Mishnah also we said to get two. Right. Very good. Yeah, that's very. That's. Yeah, fine. That's good. Ah, so what's the Gemara's next step? How does Reb Yitzchak know this halacha? How does Reb Yitzchak know this? Right? How does Reb Yitzchak know this halacha? Because we said. If you look, use the Pasuk Yatami, Karis gets no malchus. Rabbanan, to use the Pasuk Yatami, you get three, this is times three over here. Right? So now, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know this halacha? That's the word's next question. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know this halacha? Rabbi Yitzchak, had this halacha, that this lady, this, I mean, Nale, how does he know it's three different Karis? So, Nafkale, it's learned that Tami Kalachimer. He knows it from A. Kavachimer. What's his Kavachimer? What's the Bach say? One second. Oh, the Tanan. Found the Bach changed it to the Tanan. But that little Aleph, he changed it to Bach. Because the Bach changed it to the Tanan. Then we learned to the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the following. Sha'alti. That's Rabbi Gamliel. I asked Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua Be'itzah. So first of all, we give background where they were. Rabbi Akiva said, I met Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the marketplace. What were they doing in the market? So first, the Rabbi Gamliel, Be'itlas shel Emaum, in the city of Emaum. I've heard of that city? Saying, in the city of Emaum. So Rabbi Akiva met them. Then why were they in the butcher shop? What are they doing in Emaum? Shehalchu, they went to Emaum, to the butcher shop, likach behema, to go buy an animal, lemishta, to the v'nais Rabbi Gamliel, to the mishta, the party, which usually refers to Gemara as a chasana, to the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel.
So he was by the party.
He happened to meet them online. You want to know where Rabbi Akiva was doing in the butcher shop? I don't know. But it says, the text of the scene, bringing in the creases, it says, why is Rabbi Akiva telling us where they were? Why did Rabbi Akiva tell us? By the way, I asked the question. I met them in the marketplace. They were in the butcher shop in Shiyam on the way. So he says that even though they were busy buying meat, and it's probably the day of the wedding. They didn't buy meat in advance. They were buying for the wedding already. And still, they're busy dealing in Torah. Even though they were so busy and everything, they're waiting online. They're busy dealing with Torah. Mm. Oh, so that's one shot. Fine. So, no, he asked him. He walked up to him. He asked him the shayla. He didn't. He walked to Rabbi Akiva and walked up to him. Asked him a question. Says Rabbi Akiva walked up to them and asked him the question. There's also Tresor, the previous Rishai says that we'll see that Gemara, he's going to ask him a question and they're going to answer Lo Shemanu. So even though they were in public, it wasn't like they were in the Smanish. Even though it was, imagine who was it, it was the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, even though they're in the marketplace, and everybody's saying that they weren't embarrassed to say, I don't know. He said, I don't know. He said, we didn't hear. That's what Fresh Torah also said. That's what Rabbi Akiva is telling us the whole story. Once he tells you the marketplace. So one thing was, first of all, they were dealing with Torah even the day of his son's wedding. Also, he's going to tell us, he wants to make sure to tell us that it's so important, even though they were in the public, they said, I don't know. So what they asked? So I'm Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti Yisrael Megamliel, Yisrael Megamliel B'Yav Shua, for it was when they're in the marketplace, Shal Imam. Because what were they doing there? Sha'alti, they went, Likach Behemol, the Mishra Shabbat Yisrael Megamliel. So I asked them our case. Haba Allah Chaisleis. Someone who comes to his sister, Shehi Achais of the sheet at the same time, the sister of his father, Shehi Achais, even the sister of his mother, Mao, do you say, Ein Echayav Al Kulan Ela Achas? You're not Chayav only one time. Oich. Chayev al kol achas v'achas, or maybe you're chayev every single time. What's the halacha? Our case. They asked him, what's the halacha in our case? You're chayev once every single time. Amrulai, they told him, Zula Shemanu. This, we never heard about. We never heard of this halacha in your case. You have a pretty weird case. We never heard of such a weird case before. We never heard about your case. Aval, however, Shemanu, we heard a similar case. Which maybe you'll be able to understand the halacha from there. What's a similar case? Haba al chamish nashim nidas b'ha'lamecha. Someone who comes to five different women who are all nidas in one forgetting. Which means over here, it's one name. It's really one name. It's five different people, but it's still one name. Shechayim al kol achas v'achas. That you're chayim in each and every one. That's what he said. Oh, so we'll stop here. Esther, tomorrow we'll try to continue with this Gemara. That's this Gemara today. Esther, we'll try to continue to the bottom. Pashkaya.